Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for listening today. And we're starting a series of short episodes about how studio tech can make your voice sound great. Yeah, audio pressing, processing. We've spoken in the past, haven't we? In fact, that's really the main thrust of these podcast episodes, about making your voice sound great. But sometimes there are other things that can be done in the studio, a few knobs, a few buttons, a few switches, some clever bit of tech, usually in some kind of digital audio workstation or maybe hidden under the desk somewhere that the studio engineer knows all about. And even though you don't need to know all about it, it's probably a good idea that you do know something about it. So you're aware of what goes on in a studio, because if you're aware, as we've been saying, what goes on in a studio, then you're going to be much more comfortable, you're going to be much more relaxed, and so your voice is going to sound much more natural as well. Yeah, so audio processing. There are technical ways, EQ, compression, de-essers, we're going to be talking about noise gating and ducking that you could know about, adjusting the voice that is being or has been recorded to enhance it further to give it greater presence, depth, and or tonal quality. This is something you have done only after you've provided the tech the best possible original signal. So don't just rely on it. It's something to enhance. It's something to put in a couple more degrees to tip it over the balance from great to fantastic audio. It's a little bit of polish that you're giving the audio, but it's got to be good to begin with. So when I say good to begin with, that's all of your voice exercises. It's sitting properly, it's breathing properly, it's using the right intonation, it's incorporating everything we've spoken about in the past about tone and about projection and about pace and about pause and all the rest of it. It's about having good acoustics and good levels in the studio as well. Using other processors will only enhance good audio. They won't cure crap sound. So on the way, over the next few days, we'll hear about, as I say, things like equalization, compressors, de-essers, noise gating, and ducking as well, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast, and Voice Over Voice continues. Join me, won't you? From London, I'm Peter Stewart.